Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
South Africans have had a hard week. It has not been an easy one to tolerate with regard to Eskom, the ANC, and Stage 6 load shedding. Are we able to hold the South African government and Eskom to account? Sandile Swane, political analyst. Good morning. Thank you for joining us bright and early. How are you?
I'm good. And how are you?
I am very good. Thank you. It has been a rough week, though, hey? It hasn't been easy because it really does impact on every aspect of our lives.
Yes, it has been tough for some time, since around 2007, 2008. And it has been getting worse and getting worse rapidly under the presidency of Cyril Ramaphosa.
So is it getting worse? And I mean, is it getting worse because it is worse, or are we just seeing a little bit of a lag as to what was already created in the Zuma years?
The Zuma years are not as relevant to this as you might think.
Tell me.
This is a deep crisis that emanates from the highest levels of the African National Congress, led by Thabo Mbeki. In the 1990s, when they were told at the time that they must build new power stations in order that by 2008, load shedding does not start. So when that boat was missed intentionally by Thabo Mbeki and his cabinet, then we were put on this trajectory. So I think Zuma has committed many crimes in South Africa and made many mistakes.
Right.
But he is part of a system. Zuma is part of a system that has been at it for some time to destroy the energy security of South Africa from the most celebrated intellectuals of the ANC.
Why can't we get this right? It's not as though, as you mentioned, 2007 to 2008, it's just been getting worse and worse, and we have all these conversations and renewable and independent and, but we're not getting there. Why aren't we getting there?
The African National Congress, unlike the National Party before, the National Party was very determined to make South Africa self-sufficient and independent and South African. The Boere who ruled this country actually were committed to doing something in South Africa themselves, in person. The ANC is not like that. The ANC will tell you that they are waiting for something to happen in Germany, for something to happen in England, or wherever it is. And they themselves, when you see universities like Stellenbosch, you look at the University of Pretoria, Potchefstroom, these are people who are being trained physically to run this country, physically to build things that work in South Africa, whether it's military hardware or any other type of technology. The ANC cannot point at engineers, electrical engineers, and other types of engineers that they've built capacity to actually build power stations on time, on schedule, and in budget. And what the ANC has done, which we need to get to very quickly because our time is short, the reason why we have load shedding today is that even when they eventually decided late to build power stations, the power stations could not be built because the budgets had to be inflated in order that Chancellor House and other people may take a cut. Even after that, those who had been appointed, who were competent, had to be removed because various criminal syndicates who are in court today, some of them, had to remove competent contractors in project and put their own people in order to siphon millions. Senior managers of Eskom are multimillionaires that beyond what you can ever imagine, because they've continued to systematically steal the money that is supposed to build or maintain the power stations of South Africa.
So surely the only way to deal with this, you know, we've seen this in every aspect of our country, in when competition was allowed around telecommunications, we see what's happened here in terms of development of our networks and our cell phones, when Telkom was removed as the only producer. The only way to fix this is to allow competition and independence. There's no other solution, because what you're saying is that this goes so deep on every level at Eskom and government that it's almost too big a task.
I would put it differently, okay. By the way.
Yeah.
The first monopoly that needs to be destroyed in South Africa is the monopoly of the African National Congress on state power.
Interesting. Okay.
That is the monopoly that needs to be removed.
Mm,
mm. Once you remove that monopoly of the African National Congress on state power, then competition for everything in terms of building a meritocracy or a competency-based state, a competency-based nation, a nation of excellence will start. And by the way, we're not far from that. 2024 might be the beginning of the biggest showdown. Where the ANC is starting to be shown the door in a very big way, like they've never imagined before.
Let's hope.
Any other tinkering, whilst you keep the ANC in power in South Africa, is nothing more near tinkering. That's not going to solve the real problem.
Is the current Eskom crisis, is it a political one? In other words, is it a little bit of a reaction to the Zondo Commission, the Zondo report last week? Is it really just another sign of the ANC at war with itself? Or is this purely about ANC and Eskom?
The crisis that we are in, first of all, as I have said, we have documents that are written by this ANC government going back to the 1990s, about security, energy supply security. And that was their policy to secure us. So which means all the elements that contribute to security, that your lives don't go off at random, were already written down what must be done. But they never did what they wrote down. So we must not then look for latter day little events that happen when in fact the thing already happened at a planning and at a strategic level. That is where the crisis comes from.
Right.
Then the next crisis is that every system, certainly a system on which everything depends, including our security, needs to have a backup and alternatives, regardless of scenarios, whether the scenario is a strike, whether the scenario is any other scenario, there must be a backup. Those backups are not there. And even the backups, such as buying diesel, using diesel generators and other things, are so infused with corruption. There are people today, that some of them, you may know them, that are selling diesel to Eskom and are making billions upon billions, are becoming multimillionaires overnight. So the whole thing...
So it continues, in other words.
It's one problem. And don't be worried about its style and its little manifestation. Look at the problem itself, because some people will see a red rose and a white rose, and then one day you see a yellow rose. You think it's a new phenomenon altogether. This is not a rose. It's a rose. It's one
by
and the same
any other name, right.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's definitely somebody more famous than you or me said that about a rose by any other name. But either way, so what you're saying is zoom out. And look at the big picture. Don't look at these little incidents that are happening along the way. This is really part of an ANC monopoly. And the only way, or the way in which we're going to get through this is remove the ANC monopoly, allow independence, and we'll get there. And you're saying 2024 might be that time.
Yeah, 2024 might be that time. I mean, let me tell you something, Howard. You know, around 1981, 82, I was in boarding school, in a Catholic boarding school, St. Patrick's Roman Catholic School.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
And we were washing with hot water. It was in the rural areas, this boarding school.
Right.
We were washing with hot water that came from solar. We're using solar.
In 1981?
No. In 1981, slightly more than 40 years ago.
Mm.
Now there are people who are saying we have no power in South Africa because the government has not allowed solar. Solar is a new thing, it's the latest thing. Wow, wow, wow. I knew solar as a boy. There's nothing new. So this is the whole people who are just throwing confusion into the discussion. I am off the grid. I live with solar. I don't use Eskom. I'm off the grid. So there's nothing too fashionable to me about that. So you can't just say you've come up with a bright, big idea, this, that, and the other. This thing is old. We've seen it before. So stick to the issue. The issue is remove the African National Congress from power urgently, with immediate effect. Do not delay that.
Sandile Swane, refreshing and so interesting. Thank you, as always, for chatting to us.